He explained it in the following manner, that a ne'usim me'eiro, like we said before, that it's not possible to consider it like a ne'er. If you light it too early, what is it? It's shraga batira. It's a candle in the daytime. What kind of a lumina doesn't give you any illumination? So that's what he says, ein usim me'eiro. That doesn't, what he called the blitzkin line, that doesn't have the chalais of a din of ne'er. It's got to be, once you start the skier, then it's going to have a din of the ne'er. What?
Shabbos, you can't do
that
because of Shabbos
time. Well, by Shabbos also, when they talk about the Hadlokas Neira, if it's earlier than the plug, you know, someone will say, I'm going to be in the Kabbal Shabbos 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock, I mean it as early as I want, and light up. Because that used to be the big problem, just without digressing too much, in hotels, in summertime, they wanted to make sure that also that the help shouldn't have to stay so late. Because if you went according to the day, they're going to have to...
He's entering the conference.
To be later. And so they gave some people, whoever was Boni Nashkima, whether they were makbid or not, well, they can, the Kabbal Shabbos used to have minyanim very early with mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos and had locust nailers, and then he went to eat the meal. It was very broad daylight. It didn't have any semblance of any more of what you call a chalaisa Shabbos. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch mentions that before, the light too early is not good. So it means there has to be some concept of the nair. But especially here by the Ne'er Hanukkah, it has to be at that particular time. It can't be like she wanted, that they saw, that Rav Yosef wanted to light it much earlier. Much earlier wouldn't have any sense. It would be too much daylight. So you have to have it right after what we would consider the beginning of the Shkia. That's what is explained over here. So now, and that's what was happening here with the wife of Rav Yosef, that when she wanted to do it too early, it wouldn't be the nair. So it had to be later. Too late is no good, because that would be already, in other words, after the Tzeit HaKohanim, or very close to that particular time, it might be a particular, it'll be a problem. It might burn for a half hour, but the Chatzila, since there's a special deen of Lo Yomish, that's the Chiddush. Lo Yomish, in other words, what it comes out in principle is that even the Rambam holds that the main zman of the burning, when it's illumination, is Tzeit HaKohanim. You know, Mishatifla Regel Min Ashuk. Mishatifla Regel Min Ashuk, there has to be that zman of Tifla Regel Min Ashuk, which is a Chotzi Shor after the actual Shkia, the Sof Shkia. But the Hadlaka has to be earlier. Why does it have to be earlier? Because of this deen, Lo Yonish. That's a special deen. That at that particular time, it begins the chalais of being a ne'er, and of course, then it has to burn all the way past the Tzeit HaKohanim and into there further. That's the concept that is mentioned. And that's why by Matzoi Shabbos, they will have to be mizdarzim. You can't do it too early, you'll be Machal Shabbos, but as close as possible. I remember in Newark growing up, one of the Rabbanim always was very insistent to daven Ma'ariv when it's Mosoi Shabbos as quickly as possible in order not to miss the Zman of the Adnoka of the Ne'er Hanukkah, which should be at that time, you know, be lighted up before even the Hadolah at that time. Because that's like we do like with Sfiyos Sa'ima, it's the same type of a particular cheshbon. So under that, you know, that way, so the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, when we had this problem before, when it says that how can we light before the Sof Shkia? Because, very simply, because of Lo Yomish. That's a special deen of that particular time. So that's why when it came in Vilna, it says that they daven Ma'ariv, and they daven Ma'ariv late, much later. So how could they, when were they lighting the Ner of Hanukkah? So the klal is this, that in the Vilna, Kredem Ma'ariv, Kredem Tzeta Kehavim, in order to fulfill the Kiyam of Lo Yomish, Amu Deis Lo, in other words, he shouldn't be Lo Yagdim, the Lo Yakir. And it's already, as a Din Ner, once it gets past the beginning of the Shkia. You don't have to light at that, but between the Shkia and the Tzeta Kehavim, that's the ideal time to light the Hadlokas Nevus. That's why in Shul, many times when they light it, not that you're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, of course, it's Ner Isha Beisai, but generally it's after the Shkia already. You finish Mincha, you go past the Shkia, then it's the ideal time to light that. Light the Nevus at that time. And Mitzvah Shabbos is the same particular thing, that is the Zman. So that's where the Gaon actually disagrees with the Mechaba. The Mechaba doesn't say, the Mechaba uses the language, as it said, Seif Shkiyosa, at the end. That's the time of lighting the Hanukkah. But the Gaon says, no, you have to light it before Seif Shkiyosa, before Tzeitzah Kavavim.
The Mechaba doesn't give a max either, though.
No, right. Well, that's the Amor. The Mechaber basically follows some aspects of the Rambam
until a half hour after.
Half hour, and that's the end of it.
Until after Shkiyosa.
That's right. A half hour after that would be after Tichlis Regel and Ashuk, and then it's too late.
Right.
But the Amor says differently.
But the Rambam Chatzishos after
Tichlis Shkiyosa or after Shkiyosa. Yeah, that's correct. But here, when the Amor says that the Yesh Eimin Shid Izman Azeh, that's the sheep number three. Sheep number three, you see the Ramor? Hine Yesh Eimin Shid Izman Azeh Shemadlikin Bismin, and it's sorely zor lahadli kredim sheyichla regal min ashuk. You don't have to be so makkah. They call Malcolm Taylor zor gam Izman Azeh, to do it as quickly as possible. But sometimes the circumstances don't allow for that. But that's the main point. But the Chiddush is, that's an interesting Chiddush, that this Lo Yomish plays a role based on that particular Gemara. Why Dafka lighting the Menorah after the beginning of the Shkia when it's not really dark 100%, but it's getting dark. It's already started the Shkia.
At the Rabbi Francis from the Chicago Community College,
yes,
they locked it to finish Seder early so that
they can get home and light.
They can get home and light.
Yeah, right.
I remember when I was in Yeshiva, the Koyl went till the regular time, 6:15, and then everybody went home.
Yeah, well, that was some different. In fact, I got a call from the Reish Koyl here. He says that in Yeshiva, NYU, Rav Schechter said you should keep the Seder of the Koyl, although it's already the Zman.
Right.
Because that would be a question of the people. So that was his judgment. So he asked me if I should pass. I said, if you come from there, you should pass him like your own, like Rav Schechter pass him. That's
right.
All. Not to break the break in the, you know, before the Seder is actually
but
over.
Some refresh tell me that that's the way Rav Aaron Kotler passed.
Yeah.
Maybe should go home in the middle of
you're
the
day. Right. Yeah, that's because he was Makbid on the Gaon Shita. You know, that's the literature of Makbid on that particular time. Once the Shkia starts is before taste, that's the ideal time to light the Nevus Hanukkah.
So probably the rough pots can then you could go later.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosher Ber, and
this, according to the way he explains it here, that you have to, you would follow the sheet of the Gaon, that it should be before taste in order to fulfill that kiyum of Lo Yomish.
Mm-hmm.
And then it should burn from taste. After that, the ikar of the zman of its burning, that, in other words, if a person, let's say, did not light it at the beginning of the shkia, but he lit it, l'chatchila, or whatever the reason is, right after taste, he would be yaitza 100% the mitzvah of adlokas ne'achamika as long as it burns a half hour after the taste. But the reason why to be magdim is a special kiyum in the din of ne'er, that yitzlo yomis, you know, that's why the Rambam says that Tchilas Shkia. That's why the Gaon learns it that way. It's a different approach than the Mechaber. That's the Chiddush, that on the basis of that, you have to light it earlier. That's the point that is brought out for this din of the Hadlok. So of course times have changed, where the Ramah says about what happens after that. But the Ramah says once it's past the half Tatishor, can't be Madlik with a Bloch or whatever it is. But we can, because the Ramah says we're light because we're light in the houses. It's not 100% sure that I should tip with Egam and Ashur. There's some Pashkin Achoinim I've seen that talk about Tifla Regem and Ashuk. What about today in a certain Rishu Sarabim? There might be for hours people going back and forth.
But
we're talking about people where you might be walking or so forth, and people would be out on the street. Some people there to shut. It's relative. It would be a relative time. Like some have the chikira that if you live in a street where there's hardly anybody going over, so what kind of pesuminis is there? There's nobody there. Or someone has a shot, suppose you're out in the midbar over there. There's nobody there. Where's the pesuminis? So actually, it's a question whether pinus pesuminis is a chetza of the adlokas mevus. In other words, there's two dinim. There's adloka and there's pesuminis. So you do the hadlaka if there's pesumin nisa, which is the ideal, is good. But if not, you're not going to light the Hanukkah candles.
I lived at one time in Dallas. My neighborhood, residence, there were no sidewalks at all. To the extent of one of the first yontif there, I shook it. I was walking down the street, and three people stopped to offer a ride. They couldn't imagine anybody walking in the street.
All right, but that's the way it is. It becomes that mobility of society is based on the wheel. But otherwise, this is the concept. So that there has to be that's why there's even a deen, Haroya Ne'er Hanukkah. It's mentioned in Rosh Hashanah. You make a bracha, Shosa Nisim, because that's the Pesumi Nisa. But if Haroya Ne'er, he didn't, or he's not going to say it at home. So you have to make the bracha. So it's two separate things. We try to bring them close together. The Adlocha and the Pesumi Nisa. So I think that's basically the gist of this year from Rav Yosher Ber. Again, if you have the Sefer Ari Kedem, it's from Simon Kuf Samach Hes. About that, he has another shiur going further in more complicated aspects, but that's basically the gist of it. The main chiddush is about the Ner, the idea of having the Din Ner even after the beginning of the Shkia in order and because of Lo Yomish. Based on that, you know, on Shabbos, and it's a support for those gone sheep. Okay, wish you all a plate of Hanukkah.
Okay, we're hanging up. Okay?
I've left the conference.